set of topics, talk a little bit about the economy of what the condition of the economy in Illinois, and then the fiscal condition of the state. Oops. Sorry. So this is just an overview of the comments that I'll be making. And recently, IGPA each year, the Institute of Government and Public Affairs each year, issues an Illinois report. It covers a variety of issues about policy in Illinois. This year is the seventh year we'll be issuing it in early February. And I'll be talking a little bit about one of the chapters in that report today, the fiscal condition. But we'll make sure that you all get a copy of this when it's released in just a few weeks. First, I want to talk about the economy of the state, general condition of the economy, and the news is continuing to be positive. This is something that I've shown at most meetings. It's produced in IGPA. It's called the Flash Index. It's meant to be a quick index of the condition of the state's economy, based and basically the revenues the state collects are reflective of the economic condition, produced by my colleague and the IGPA director, Fred Gertz. And you can see that the index has been continually moving up. It continues to rise. So in November of 2012, that's the most recent index we have, it was at 103.9, which shows an expanding economy. It's a slowly expanding economy coming out of the recession. The next indicator of the economy is the unemployment rate. This shows the national unemployment rate and the Illinois economy unemployment rate. As you know, those unemployment rates peaked after the end of the recession that started in 2008. And they've been going down. The Illinois economy has been going down somewhat slower than the rest of the country, but it continues on a generally downward trend. It's generally a positive thing. The economy is doing well, or doing better than it's done in the past, though still quite slow. Relative to the rest of the Midwest, again, Illinois is following the pattern of the rest of the Midwest. Unemployment rates are going down, but Illinois is relatively high compared to our neighbors in Indiana and Wisconsin, although below Michigan, which is kind of the typical state of affairs over the history. And we're very much affected, although Illinois does not have a particularly large manufacturing sector at this point, it's very much affected by manufacturing activity in Michigan because we supply many services to that. So the general news about the economy is it's improving slowly, which is generally a positive thing. But of course, we still face threats. And the biggest threats we face in the economy at the national level are probably the political threats related, of course, to the fiscal cliff and what we will do in terms of fiscal activity. As you know, I'm sure, at the end of last year, the US Congress came to an agreement, which was to keep most tax rates at the level that they had been in 2012 or 2013, except for high income folks. And that means that there's minimal drag on the economy from increased taxes. And of course, it's revenue that we need. But the fiscal cliff, the threats from the fiscal cliff continue in the future because the Congress has not yet dealt with the spending side of the budget and may in fact deal with more tax issues. The good news about that for Illinois is that relative to the rest of the nation, we are relatively less vulnerable than many other states. So this is some work done by the Pew Foundation, Pew Group, showing that in terms of federal government spending, where there are likely to be cutbacks as a result of the continuation of the fiscal cliff negotiations, Illinois really does not get a dramatic amount of federal spending in most areas. And so cutbacks in federal spending are likely to hurt us less than other states. On the revenue side, if there are increases in the tax rate or the kind of adjustments that we might expect to happen as a result of the fiscal cliff negotiations, that'll actually probably give Illinois a little bit more rather than a little bit less revenue. So relative to other states, Illinois is in pretty good shape coming in terms of what will happen in the fiscal cliff negotiations. But the bad news is if the fiscal cliff negotiations result in a big austerity measure, by that a big cutback in spending or a big cutback, say, in Social Security benefits, that could